So you're finally awake. I'm glad. I missed you.
So what? You miss me too. Great. That is great. One second. Just need to check my notes. You miss me? That's great. I was watching you while you slept. That makes you feel secure. Good. No, I mean, it is good. It's fantastic. I mean, the fact that you like me watching you while you sleep is fantastic. Just unexpected. There are a few things about this whole thing that are unexpected. The bed. What about the bed? Oh, it's super comfortable. The most comfortable bed you've ever slept on. Wow. I picked it specially. I mean, I really made an effort to find a bed that would be nice. Not that I have any expectations. I mean, maybe one day. But I am I'm glad you like it. I'm very, very, very glad. Come and sit on the bed by you. Is this a trick? Not that I'm saying that you're tricky. Well, you know, I just said that there are a few things that I'm finding a bit confusing. Well, you seem... Are you aware of the fact that I have essentially kidnapped you? You are. You are? But you don't seem upset. You're not upset. You're not upset? Because it's a really comfortable bed. Sorry? I'm just a little, confused. I mean, don't get me wrong, I am very happy that you like the bed. And the sheets, and the blanket. I made that blanket. I made it for you. Thoughtful. That is... Thoughtful? I am very confused. Just so... Things are not progressing how I thought they would. No. I mean, we're all going to plan time-wise. Because I had to make a plan because, you know, it had to be perfect. And also, because traveling all this way can be very grueling. And because I thought I was going to have to drug you on the plane, I didn't have to drug you to get you here. I mean, I did drug you today, but that's because I thought, well, I kind of panicked because you seem to be having a good time. And, well, you have to understand that, you might not realize this, but I am ridiculously in love with you. Just so in love with you. So, so in love with you. Some might even say that I'm obsessed with you. Your ex-girlfriend said that I was obsessed with you. You just think that I'm really caring. I mean, I am, but... Huh. So I'm about to say something which might be a little out there. Are you alright with being here? I mean, not just alright. Are you happy to be here? Are you happy to be here in this tropical paradise that has been tailored to you? Well, when you say it like that, that does make it sound like a stupid question. It's just, So, I wasn't prepared for this. I mean, I was prepared for everything, every eventuality. I have a whole, I don't want to say drug kit, medical kit. Yes, that sounds so much better. A whole medical kit for any eventuality. And I have weapons, and, well, I thought I might have to fight people to keep you safe. Did you just go, "Oh, that's so thoughtful"? Well, you're right. Your ex-girlfriend would never do that because she was selfish and thoughtless and just totally didn't deserve you. You know? But I do. I deserve you. Is this a trick? Because if it is, it's working. It's not a trick. It's just nice that I made an effort. I didn't really make that much of a effort. Well, I mean, a little bit of it. It was quite a big effort. I mean, I did buy this tropical island and the plane and the travel agent. And that is quite an effort. I just didn't think that no, there's nothing in the notebook that would help me with that. You want to see my notebook? Okay. Yes, that's you. And that's you. If you want to see my timeline and my plan, you'll need to go to page 276. Up until then, it's just drawings of you and Oh, thank you. Well, you're my favourite person, and I like drawing you because you're really pretty. And now you know all my plan. It's very detailed. Well, it's important. You're important, and kidnapping you was, sorry? It wasn't kidnapping, it was rescuing. But, I mean, I always thought it was more of a rescue. But I thought you might see it as kidnapping. So... This isn't a trap, is it? This isn't a trick. You are okay with this. You're... Wow. Well, I mean, I always dreamt that you would be, but I thought it would be a bit more difficult. In fact, I thought this whole thing would be far more difficult because, let's be honest, my excuse for getting you on a plane was a little bit suspicious. I mean, you never entered a holiday sweepstake anyway. And, wow. And you did pack your clothes very quickly. Almost as if you were just waiting for me. Waiting for me to what? To rescue you. it's romantic. I just need a second. Well, I'm just getting everything I ever wanted, and I wasn't quite prepared for it. I mean, you deserve so much better. I mean, you deserve this, the tropical paradise, your every whim being catered to, you deserve to be spoiled, and quite frankly, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend was a bitch, was a raging bitch who treated you badly, and your friends were shit too, and your job didn't respect you, and your landlord was taking advantage of you, because that place was a bloody hovel. I mean, the only thing that made it nice was the way you decorated it, because you have fantastic taste. Yes, I did try and echo it in the design of the villa. You noticed? Well, I mean, I noticed because I love you. And I want you to feel at home, and I want you to feel comfortable. And that means a lot to you. That means a lot to you. I just want you to be happy. I want you to be safe. I want you to be spoiled. I want you to live the life that you deserve. You deserve to be adored. And do I adore you? I more than adore you. I love you. You're everything to me. You are the air that I breathe. You are what makes life worth living. And it's nice to be wanted. I love you. And I tried to show you that you were loved back, before, with the gifts. You loved the gifts. And the love letters? You saved them! I thought you threw them out. Well, because I could never find them at your place. You kept them somewhere safe where your ex-girlfriend wouldn't... You said ex-girlfriend. I mean, you didn't formally break up. No! I would never kill her. I mean, technically I haven't. I mean... Is she still alive? Right now? No. The bitch deserved it? The when? Why did she? Because she was mean to me. Because she was mean to me. Me, not you, me. She was... I mean, she only made me cry twice, four times, every night. But, that makes you angry, that she made someone so sweet and loving cry for just being sweet and loving. You think I'm sweet and loving? Well, I guess I am. Do I want to come in? Sit on the bed? Yes? Oh, it's a very nice bed! Oh no, I haven't... I mean, I didn't... Well, because it's for you, and I wanted you to be the first one to... Well, because... You don't get a lot of gifts, and... Well, I mean, I send you lots of gifts, but I mean... Other people don't, and I just wanted it to be nice for you. And to me, there's nothing like having something new that's just for you, and being the first person to use it. Well, it was very tiring sorting out the villa, because it's less a villa and more a fortification. Well, I wanted it to be special, and well, I just I had a sleeping bag on the floor. I'm fine. I quite enjoyed it, really, because it was for you, a shoulder rub. Well, I wouldn't say no. But would I say yes? Yes, I would quite like a Oh, that's so nice. Oh, that is so nice. And oh, whoa, you just kissed me. You kissed you. No. I'm just I it's all right to be nervous. I'm not nervous. Why would I be? Have I ever been this deeply in love before? No, I never have been as in love as I am with you. I mean, I've never been in love before, ever. And you're really special. Really, 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 really special. And the life you were living, it was so miserable. You hated your job, you hated your place. You were always so tired, and your girlfriend was awful. Yes, she was really awful. And I just wanted to take you away from it all, because I love you. You're welcome. I would like the shoulder rub. I mean, yes, you can kiss. I've never been kissed before. I have, because you just kissed me. Great. You do realize that you're mine, right? You're mine. You're mine, and I'll do anything I can to protect you and look after you, because you're everything. You're happy. No, you don't have to say it. You're happy. I can see it. I know every expression, and this is one I haven't seen before. You're actually happy. I love you. And she's dead. She is very, very dead. And she really did make me cry quite a lot. Well, no, I'm not going to tell you how I did it. I mean, technically, I didn't do it because I'm a bit squeamish, but I did make arrangements, and I made sure to get proof of death. Of course, I did, because I'm really smart. Wow, I'm blushing. You think it looks cute? Would you, would you like to, well, the bed, it's really nice, and I thought maybe we could just lie down. Not maybe have a non-drugged nap, if you like. Oh, the left side. No, I don't mind cuddling. I like cuddling, and I think cuddling you would be amazing. I've dreamt of telling you you've dreamt of being held and loved while you sleep. Well, in that case, I can safely say I'm going to make your dreams come true. I already have. I love that you're happy. I love that you're going to let me love you. Because you deserve it. And oh, yes, cuddle up. Ooh, it's so nice. So nice, and this blanket is amazing. It took me 80 days. 80 days to make this blanket. I made it while I was watching you. Oh, thank you. No, I've never made a blanket before. Oh, you're putting your arm around me. Wow, this is amazing. Oh, I love this. Oh, no, not the bed. You. I mean, I love you. Say it again. I love you. I really, really love you. And, I'm going to spoil you. I'm going to make you feel loved. I'm going to give you everything. Oh, put my head on your shoulder. So, wow, this is really nice. And I'm not actually that tired. I mean, I am tired, but also very excited because, yay. Why don't you close your eyes and I'll just watch you lovingly and adore you. I'm going to spoil you. I'm going to love you and you look forward to it. Oh, you don't know how happy those words make me. I don't know how happy I make you. Oh, I'm going to make you so much happier. You're going to discover all kinds of new smiles and I'm going to draw every one of them. Close your eyes and I'll be right here. Just holding you. Just loving you. Just adoring you. I love you. You're smiling in your sleep. You've never done that before. I mean, you're not asleep yet, but you really are okay with this. I love you. Welcome home.